Hello, my name is Daniel Morden, and I've been telling traditional stories for a living for some 30 years now. The old stories fascinate me because they help me understand the world and my responses to it. During this crisis, I have found myself returning to certain stories and understanding them in the light of recent events. I could go on and on about what they mean to me, but instead, I'd rather just tell them to you. Maybe you'll find them helpful. I hope you'll find them interesting. I hope at least you'll find them entertaining. I've been able to do this thanks to a stabilisation award from the Arts Council of Wales. My website is www.danielmorden.org, or you can find me on Facebook by searching for Daniel Morden Storyteller. Send me a message if you enjoy the podcast. The third story in this series is called The Ring. It was a time of too many and not enough. Too many troubles and not enough food. Not enough firewood and not enough rent money. It was a time of before and after. Jack and Mary woke before dawn and worked until after dusk. The rent day was Friday. One Wednesday, Mary said to Jack, "Take this. Go to town tomorrow. Sell it." She gave him her mother's brooch. Before dawn the following morning, Jack set off. With no horse, it would take him all day to walk there. He went to the jeweller's shop. It was the day before rent day, so there was a queue outside. Eventually, Jack's turn came. The jeweller held the brooch up to the light. "Well, I can offer you a farthing."
"A farthing?"
"Take it or leave it." Jack held out his hand. On his way home, Jack saw a group of men kicking something on the ground. He shouted and rushed at them. Now, Jack was a big man. They took one look at him and they fled. Jack found an old tramp covered in blood. Jack helped him to his feet, brushed him down. The old tramp cackled. "Those rogues may have taken all my money, but they didn't find this." And he pulled out a ring. "If only they knew. This is worth far more than all the coppers they took. This ring carries a wish, one wish. And for rescuing me, I give it to you. Take it, please, take it. Without you, I would be dead now." He pressed the ring into Jack's hand and walked on. Jack looked at the grubby thing in his palm. There was nothing special about it. He couldn't see any runes or symbols carved into it. It was a simple band of gold. Could this truly be a wish ring? Ah, he knew who would have the answer to the question. The jeweller. So he ran back to the shop. A man told me this was a wish ring. Will you look at it for me?" The jeweller took the ring. "Hmm," he said. "Hmm. Close the door, will you?" So Jack turned to close the door, and the moment he did, the jeweller switched the ring for another one. "Remarkable," said the jeweller, handing Jack back the dud. I had heard of such things, but I'd never seen one before. You are indeed most fortunate. Congratulations. I don't suppose I could persuade you to sell it to me. Thank you, said Jack, but I won't do anything with it until I've spoken to my wife. You see, it was her mother's brooch that I sold you this morning. She should make the wish.
Very good, said the jeweller. I quite understand.
You tell her to choose wisely now.
As soon as Jack was gone from the shop, the jeweller closed up. He didn't have much time. Once Jack got home and spoke to his wife, they'd make a wish, nothing would happen, and Jack would be back.
The jeweller went into his parlour. He turned the ring and said, I wish this room was full of gold. In an instant, the room was full of gold and the jeweller was crushed to death.
Jack went home. He said to Mary, this is a wishing ring. She said, what a blessing. What should we wish for?
You choose, said Jack. I thought maybe a farm.
Jack, she said, we can get the farm in another way. If we work and save, we could buy it, but there are some things money can't buy. We should save the wish for one of those things. So they worked, they saved, and in time, Jack said, we have the farm, and we still have the wish.
But I've thought of something money can't buy. A child.
What better way can you think of to use the wish?
His wife said, other people have children without using magic. The following year they had a daughter, the year after a son. Over the years, they'd look at their children, look at the ring, and they'd laugh and shake their heads at their good fortune. Their children always wondered why they were laughing. Now and then they'd need something, and they'd discuss using the ring, but they'd always reach the same conclusion. They should keep that wish for something else. In this way, they lived out their lives happily and prosperously. They died within a week of one another. As their children and grandchildren prepared for the funeral, their son said to their daughter, the ring. Look, the ring's still on his finger. Shall I take it off?
No, said the daughter.
It seemed so precious to them. We shouldn't separate them from it now. Jack and Mary were buried together with the ring. It's true. That ring had no magic. But it changed their lives for the better. You see, it gave them something very precious. Hope. And even false hope is still hope.
And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed the story. There are more on the way. My thanks go to Oliver Wilson Dixon for mixing the podcast and composing the theme tune. I'm also very grateful to the Arts Council of Wales for their stabilisation award. Finally, thanks for listening. I look forward to the day when we can share stories in person.